Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Emma Thompson plays a failing late-night talk show host who, as a last resort to save her career, has to hire her first-ever female writer, played by Mindy Kaling, in the comedy Late Night.
We need to hire a woman.
Would a gay guy work?
No.
So you have no experience in comedy?
I'm obsessed with comedy. I do a little stand-up.
You're hired.
Well, the producers for Late Night also hired Mindy Kaling to write the screenplay, which is intermittently entertaining as her character, a likable TV rookie, tries to bring new energy to a fading franchise.
The show hasn't been good for years.
Why didn't you say something?
I thought you knew and didn't care.
Think about why the show is bad and come up with ways to fix it.
The headline of my analysis is complacency.
I need you, Ollie, to help me change this show.
And somebody should have changed this show to give viewers a more authentic representation of what goes on behind the scenes on a television talk show. The other problem is that the comedians in the story, even when they're supposed to be hilarious, aren't really that funny. Still, Late Night features fine characterizations from the two leads, and John Lithgow delivers an excellent supporting performance as Emma Thompson's ailing husband. It's rated R for a stupid obsession with the F word, but as a mildly diverting pastime, still deserves 2.5 stars. You probably will manage to stay awake for Late Night.